Today's daf is Erev and Daf Chof Hei, and we are two lines from the top of Daf Chof Hei Omer Aleph, Karfif Yoiser Mi Beis Asayim Shaloi Hukif Ladira. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, the Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Yosef Ben Esther. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the daf is a Karfif Yoiser Mi Beis Asayim Shaloi Hukif Ladira. Definition. A karfif is an area that was used by Chazal to describe a place that was not meant for residential usage. This karfif was Yoiser Mi Beis Asayim. It was more than 5,000 square amas. It was loy hukif ladira, meaning it was hukif. It was surrounded by at least three mechitzos, which would deem it a rishus hayachin midairaisa. However, being that the purpose of this karfif was not to be used for residential purposes, although there were mechitzos, the mechitzos were not vir ladira. Chazal said that even though midairaisa, this karfif has a din of a regular rishus hayochid. However, being that it's yoisa mi beis hasayim, the halach is we treat it like a karmelis, and you're not allowed to be metaltal in this karfif, yoisa mi dal ramas. The chachamim felt that being that the mechitzos were loy hukaf ladira, that's what's inferior about this rishus, we have to limit it, and if it's up until Beis Asayim, including Beis Asayim, it would be okay. But if it's Yoisem Beis Asayim, at that point already, it's considered too big. What's the source to Beis Asayim? Would you even come up with such a number? It's learned out from the Chatzar of the Mishkan. The Chatzar of the Mishkan, that's mentioned in Parshas Truma, Tetzavik, Yisis, Vayakub, and Kudai, says the Pasuk was 100 Amos long, and it was 50 Amos wide. 100 by 50 is 5,000. So the chatzah was 5,000 square amis. It was like a karfif that's loy hukif ladira. And from there we learn that up until that year, we can still consider it a rishos. More than that year, we can't consider it a rishos. What shaykhis does chatzah amishkan have to do with hilchas erevin? Says the Torah, because the entire hilchas Shabbos is very much related to the mishkan. Because we know that the lamites malachas are not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. We know the lamites malachas simply because those were the lamites test melachos hachashuvos in the Mishkan. So it makes a lot of sense. It's very reasonable that the Chatzar HaMishkan would be a paradigm, would play a role in terms of what the definition of a karfif is. Either way, what would be if somebody has a karfif that's Yoisem Ibeis Asayim, Shaloi Hukuf Ladira, and you want to fix it, meaning you want it to be a place that won't be treated like a karmelis, but rather a place that you'd be able to be metalto daladamas. So there's really two things you could do. One thing you can do is you can make it a little bit smaller. You can take the area of the karfif and make it less than 5,000 square amas. Another thing you can do is you can replace the mechitzos, meaning put mechitzos and have in mind when you put the mechitzos up that you're going to use it for some residential purpose. Make it from being loy hukif ladira to now being hukif ladira. Either one of those two options would work. We saw on Daf Chav Dalet that if you decided to take option B, you wouldn't have to take down all the mechitzas. Not only that, you wouldn't even have to take down one mechitza. What you would have to do is you would have to make the mechitza psula. So, for example, give it a pirtza that's more than 10 amas wide, and then narrow that gap so that it will no longer be more than 10 amas wide. At that point, as long as when you put the mechitza back together, you have in mind that it should be ladira, so now it's going to be considered hukaf ladira. Why? Because the moment you made a pirtza in it that was yoisa miyamzer amos, so you destroyed the mechitza. Now that you go and you repair the mechitza, to the point where it's a kasha mechitza again, so now it's okay. The bottom line is, there's two ways to fix this karfif that's yoisa mi beis asayim, shaloi hukaf ladira. This is as erev in a term as you will ever find. Karfif, Yoisem Ibeis Asayim, Shaloi Hukuf Ladira. If you want to fix it, you can do one of two things. Either fix the Yoisem Ibeis Asayim part, or fix the Loi Hukuf Ladira part. Either way, the Gemara is going to begin its discussion of this Karfif with different solutions. So it's a solution-oriented daf, the first part of it anyways, in terms of if someone has this Karfif, other Eitzes. Zok the Gemara, Karfif, Yoisem Ibeis Asayim, Shaloi Hukuf Ladira, Balu Ma'atoi. And a person wants to go, and he wants to be Mema'it, meaning he wants to fix it, and the way he's going to fix it is by by minimizing the area of the karfif, taking it from being yoisemi beis asayim to less than yoisemi beis asayim. Says the Gemara, miyat abilonos, if he went and he planted trees, loy havi miyat, meaning you don't say that the area where the trees are now reduce the size of the karfif, so that if when you take into account the area of the trees, you now have less than yoisem ibeis asayim, so the halach is that it's going to be okay. The ilonis don't take away from the karfif. If, however, you would build a beam, 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide, having miyot, then the halach is it would be a miyot. What's the difference? Says Rashi, because it was normal for a karfif shlei hukaf ledira to have ilonis. It was unusual for it to have an amud. So the fact that there's trees there doesn't negate its status as karfif. So even with the makkim, where the trees are, is also a karfif shlei hukaf ledira. As a result, it doesn't change anything. But if you put a beam there, you put a pole there, that already takes away from the karfif, so that mokkim will now reduce the entire square footage of the karfif. If it's now less than yoisem ibeis asayim, so loch is to be able to carry. But the Gemara says, pachas mi gimel loy have a miyad. If this amud is less than 3 tfachim wide, then the loch is it doesn't do anything. Mi gimel vadal. What if it's more than 3 but less than 4? Rabba says it does reduce. Rabba loy have a miyad. Rabba said it also does. Rabba loy have a miyad. Rabba says it's miyad don nafik le mitaris lava. Meaning 3 tvachim is a shear where you find that it's insignificant. So if this amud would be less than 3 tvachim, we'd say it's insignificant. In this context, what does insignificant mean? It doesn't have the ability to reduce the square footage of the karfif. Once it's more than 3 tvachim, so it's not within the shear lavud anymore. If it's not within the shear lavud, so it has no bearing. It's less than 4 tvachim. Who cares? Lavud is 3 tvachim. It's not 4 tvachim. Rava, Amar, Rava said, lo yehavi miyuk. That no, even if it's less than 4, it's not considered a miyuk. And the reason is, the kibon lo yehavi makom dalid, because being that it's less than 4 tvachim, lo yechashiv, it's considered an area that's not chashiv, and it's not chashiv, it too doesn't have the ability to reduce the size. So just to be clear on one point, we're discussing over here the halacha of lavud. This is not a case of lavud. Lavud is when you have a gap and you want to fill a gap. So lavud has the ability to fill a gap. Maybe only lamayla, maybe not lamata, makam shagidi and baikim, machalik is from Gamliel and the chachamim. This is not a shayla of lavud. You're not closing a gap. What you're doing is reducing the square footage of the karfif by putting something there. We're trying to determine that thing that you put there is a chashav or is a nachashav. So why are we having a conversation about lavud? The reason is we're just using the principle, the svara, so to speak, of lavud. That's an oxymoron because lavud is halacha l'maish misinai. It's not a svara. But we're using the svara of lavud and saying that you see, 3 tvachim is a shir of chashivos. So just like in the world of lavud, pachas megimel tvachim is considered as if it's not there. So if this abu would be less than 3 tvachim, this would also be as if it's not there. Rava Amar, Rava said, I disagree. I don't think lavud is the right sushta. Because although you're right, you see in the world of lavud, gimel tvachim is a shir chashiv, and pachas megimel tvachim is as if it's not there. That's true, that's lavud. But at the same time, you find another shir. You find the shir of dalet tvachim, and that's a shir that permeates the halachas of Shabbos and Hoitzah and Mechitzah of Rishus HaYochid. It has to be dalet adah. Right? You find the shir of dalet tvachim as being an important shir. So I think the cutoff is not going to be gimel tvachim, but rather the cutoff is going to be dalet tvachim. So again, if the amud would be more than 4 tvachim, everybody agrees. It's unusual to have an in the middle of a karfif. It reduces the square footage of the karfif. So if you take into account the space where the amud is, and now you have less than yoisemi beis asayim, it's not a karmelus anymore. It's a regular rishus hayachid, you're good to go. If it's less than gimel tvachim, it says garnish. Because then you're ready within the world of love. Less than 3 tvachim is command alesadami. So in this halacha, it would also be command alesi. What if it's between 3 and 4? So that's already a machloikis between Rabbi and Rava. Rabbi said, havi miyot, because it's more than love. Rava said, lo yavi miyot, because at the end of the day, 4 tvachim is going to be the shir chashav. A similar halacha. Hirchik menaka isol dalid. What would be if the person decided that he, again, wants to correct his karfif, that's yoisemi beis asayim, shaloi hukaf ladir. You have to cheshbin, you have to hold cheshbin in all these gemaras. Over here, what this person wants to do is he doesn't want to reduce the square footage from yoisemi beis asayim to less than yoisemi beis asayim, but over here, the way he's going to correct his karfif is by putting up a new mechitza. So what did he do? Hirchik menakoy soldalid, if he removed this new mechitza, meaning he built a new mechitza, and it was four tfachim removed from the old mechitza. That's a mechitza hayal. It's a good mechitza. Pachas begimel, it's within three tfachim from where the old mechitza was. Loy hayal. Begimel vadalit, if it's within three and four tfachim, Rabba amma hayal. Rabba said it works. Rabba amma enema, Rabba said it doesn't work. Rabba amma hayal. Rabba says it works. Don't nothing let me tell you love it, because if it's more than three tfachim, so it's not within the sheer love it, it's going to be a good mechitza. Rabba enema, Rabba said it doesn't work, because kim dalay having makam dalit, being that it's not four tfachim, even though it's more than three, like chashav, it's not going to be considered chashav. So what is this person doing here? What he wants to do is he wants to put up a new mechitza, and this time he's going to have a mind that it should be hukaf ladira. So if he has a mind that should be hukaf ladira, so now this karfiv is no longer going to be a karmelist. What you need, however, to make sure is that this new mechitza you put up is viewed as a new mechitza, not as an extension of the old mechitza. So if it's too close to the old mechitza, we're going to look at it as an extension of the old mechitza. So it's not going to work. So what's the cutoff? If it's within three tvachim, it's for sure considered part of the old mechitza. That's even a little bit more related to what love it really is. If it's more than four tvachim, it's for sure not part of the mechitza. What if it's within three and four? The same exact machloikis between Rabba and Rava. Zokta Gemara, Rav Simi Masni Lekul. Rav Simi had the same machloikis between Rabba and Rava with regards to the two cases, the two different ways that a person is trying to fix his karfif. That Yoisimi Beis Asayim, that was Lehuk of Ladira, and the first time he built an Amud, so that he reduced the square footage. And the second time, he put up a new mechitza, and this time he had a mind that it should be hukav ladira. So we had a machloikis between Rav and Rav. What was the machloikis? The way we had it in the first version, the way the Gemara presented it up until this point. It's more than three tvachim, it's less than four tvachim. Is it considered as if it's not there, or no? It is considered chashav. On the one hand, you find lavud is a sheer chashav, that's three tvachim. Then again, you find dalat tvachim is also a sheer chashav. And we had, that was the machloikis between Rav and Rav. Rav Simi masti lakul. Rav Simi said, no way. There's nobody in the world that's going to hold that if it's more than three tfachim, that the halacha is that it shouldn't be able to reduce the square footage. There's no one that holds if it's more than three tfachim removed from the wall, it shouldn't be considered a new mechitza. What was the shayla? The shayla is if it was less than three tfachim. Do you say that even if it's less than three tfachim, the halacha is that maybe you look at it as a mechitza? Even if it's less than three tfachim, you say that it doesn't have the ability to be. It has the ability to be memai, or maybe no, being that pachas megimel tvachim as a sheer lavud. But again, same machloikis rabbi rava, but the machloikis is not being gimel the dalid. The machloikis rather is when it was less than gimel. Another halacha, tach baitid. What would be if somebody decided that he wants to reduce the square footage of his karfif? That's yoisemi beis osayim. That's loy hukaf ladira. And the way he's going to do it is by taking a layer of tit, of mud, of cement, and attaching it to his wall. So again, he's not building a new mechitza because that's obviously not going to work. We just discussed that even if it's within three tvachim, it could be, it's not considered a new mechitza. The question over here, however, is what he wants to do is he wants to reduce the square footage. So if you make it a little bit thicker, so inevitably the square footage is going to be a little less. So if you reduce it to the point where it's no longer Yoisemi Beis Hasayim, so this could be an effective way of kashering the scarfuf. So that's the question. If someone was tach by tit, if the tit is yochalam b'fnei atzmo, meaning if it's such a thick layer that if you would build a wall just of that tit, it would be able to stand havi mir. Then for sure it's a mir. Meaning we look at that tit as being significant. In yochalam b'fnei atzmo, what if it's in yochalam b'fnei atzmo? What would be if you would have built a wall with that tit? Meaning take that little addition that you just added to the wall. Make believe the wall wasn't there. Would it be able to stand? So in the event it would be able to stand, for sure it's a miyud. What if it wouldn't be able to stand? There it's a machlok. It's Rabba Abba Hami miyud. Rabba Amma Loi Havi miyud. Rabba Amma Havi miyud. Rabba said it's considered a miyud. Hashtem yakai. Because right now, at the end of the day, it's real. It's attached to the wall. It's mema'et the area of the carpet. Rabba Amma Loi Havi miyud. Rabba says it, no. Because given the Loi Yachol HaMekim Lifnei Atzmo, being that had it been on its own, it wouldn't be able to stand. Even though right now it could. Like Kluma, we look at it as if it's nothing. Another aloch. Hirchik Minatel. What would be if somebody had again a carpet? And on one of the sides, his mechitza was a tail, the infamous tail. It's just a big pile, a big mound of dirt. And it's Yoisemi Beis Hasayim, so he has a problem. So what would be if he goes ahead and now he builds a new mechitza, so he has to distance it a little bit from the tail. Why? Like we had in the previous Gemara. Because otherwise you're just going to look at it as being part of the mechitza. So what would be if he was marchik from the tail, dalid, v'asa mechitza, and he made a mechitza, oh, that works, it's a new mechitza. If you have in mind that new mechitza should be hukaf ladira, it's wonderful. Pachas migimol. What would be if it was within three tfachim, oh, yeah, s'fas hatel, or if you put it literally on the tail, see, it's a machlekes, right? Chizav Rav Nun. Chadama, one said, Hoyel, it works. The Chadama Loyal, the other one says, it doesn't work. Again, what's the purpose of this Mechitza? You're having in mind now that it should be Hukkah Fadiris. Again, in some of these solutions, the objective is to make it less than Yoysa Mebeis Hosayim. In some of these solutions, the objective is that it should be a new Mechitza, and this Mechitza is Hukkah Fadir. So over here, it was a Machloikas between Rav Chizav Rav Nun. One of them said it works, the other one said it didn't work. Again, where the Mechitza was in, within three Tvachim of the tail, or it was on the tail, it was on the svas, it was on the edge of the actual mount. But the Gemara says, we don't know who said what. We don't know if Rav Chizda was the one that said it's good, or Rav Nuna said it's not good, or vice versa. So the Gemara, this time Rav Chizda amahayel, I'm bringing you a right, Rav Chizda one that said it's good. Itmar, or it's a mechitza, gabi mechitza. If somebody builds a mechitza on top of a mechitza, so what would be if you have a mechitza? Take our case. Karfif Yoisim Beis Hasayim Shleihuk of Ladir. The problem is it was Shleihuk of Ladir and it's Yoisim Beis Hasayim. If it was Huk of Ladir, it would have been fine. Could you just build a mechitza on top of a mechitza? Add an addition? Would that be okay? So the Gemara says, Oisim mechitza gabi mechitza. Amar Rav Chizda said, the Shabbos hoil. As it relates to Hilcha Shabbos, it's good. But Nichsei Hager, as it relates to Nichsei Hager, Loikana, it's not going to be okay. So what's Nichsei Hager? Nichsei Hager is considered Hefker. We're talking about a Ger who never had children after he became a Yid. Kershen is Gayer, is Kikot and Shanoi Ladami. As a result, he loses his Yachas to all his family members that he had before he converted. Now when he converted, assuming he never had any children, he had no family, so he ends up with no Yarshim. So the Allah is Nichsei Ager is considered Hafker. How is someone Machsik ben Nichsei Ager, assuming it's Karka? You're Machsik in it the same way you're always Machsik in Karka. For example, B'chazaka. What does Chazaka mean? You do something to the Karka, you appreciate and value. Nal Gadar Aparat. You do something to it. That's considered Kinyan Chazaka. So Rav Chizda said, if somebody goes and he makes a Mechitza Gabi Mechitza, as it relates to Shabbos, it's considered a good Mechitza. As it relates to Nichsei Hager, it's not considered a good Chazaka. Rav Sheisha said, Abba Shabbos Nami L'Hoyo. As it relates to Shabbos, it's also not going to be good. But what do you see from here? That a Mechitza Gabi Mechitza in Hilchot Shabbos is a Mechitza. Tisnayim, checkmate. That what? That Rav Chizda holds that if you would put the Mechitza on top of the tail, and you'd have in mind that it's Mehuk of Ladira, you would take your Karkafif, that's Yoysim Beis Hasayim, and you would make it okay. How are you making it okay? By adding a new Mechitza. I had the Mechitza's on top of one of the Mechitza's. The tail was the Mechitza. I built it on top of one of the Mechitza's, and the original Mechitza was Lehuk of Ladira. Oh, this is Rav Chizda Shita. So Rav Chizda said one way, Rav Nun said the other way. We're not sure who said what. Tisnaim, that it must be Rav Chizda, who's the one that said it. Goes, Okti, Rav Chizda said that even though I argued with Rav Sheishas, if somebody makes a mechitza, gabi mechitza on Shabbos, good or no good? As it relates to Nichsei Hager, again, everybody holds it's not good. The Shiloh was, what about Shabbos? So Rav Chizda said, I said it's good, Rav Sheishas said it's not good. But Moideli Rav Sheishas was moided to me. Shemasa mechitza la tail, that if you would make mechitzas on top of the tail, hoyo. Meaning, in this case, what you did is you went to the mound. The mound itself was very, very big, and you made four mechitzas on top of the mound. So over there, even though in theory, technically, halachically speaking, what you have here is a mechitza agabi mechitza. So again, you have a karfif. Shaloi hukif ladira, yoisemi beis hasayim. One of the mechitzos was the tail, this mound of dirt. You now went on top of the mound, you made a mechitza. But you didn't just make one mechitza, you made four mechitzas. So when we're discussing now the validity from a halachic standpoint of the mechitza, you can look at it now from two perspectives. Number one, is the mechitza, agabi mechitza, considered a mechitza for the karfif? And assuming it was hukaf ladira, you could be machsho now the whole karfif? That's one question. The other question is, now that I have four mechitzas on top of the tail, the area that's within those four mechitzas on top of the mound, is that place considered hukaf ladira? Is that a rishus hayachid? Because there was four mechitzas or not? So Rav Sheisha said that as it relates to the karfif, the mechitza, agabi mechitza, is nitkai mechitza. Rav Chizda argued. But Rav Chizda said, mightily Rav Sheisha, Rav Sheishas was moided to me that as it relates to the four mechitzas on top of the tail, that's for sure good. My time, that's easy. Hoyel uba aber mechitzas al yoyne sudar. Because over there, it's not a mechitza gabi mechitza. If you're on top of the tail, the fact that the tail that you're on top of is a mechitza is neither here nor there. I'm not using it as a mechitza. I'm using the tail as the floor. That's my residence. That's where I live. That's where I have my mailbox. That's where I live. I need the mechitzos that are on top of that as my mechitzos. So if I'm in the karfif, so then it's a mechitza al gabi mechitza. So from the karfif's perspective, yeah, it's going to be a problem. But if I'm on top, that there's no question that in of itself is going to be good. Another shagel. What if somebody built a mechitza al gabi mechitza and then on Shabbos, the mechitza tachtoino sunk into the ground? Literally, it sunk in to the ground. So the question is, do we now say that the top mechitza is not a mechitza al-gabi mechitza anymore? So maybe it should work, or maybe no. But tchilas ha-shabbos, it was a mechitza al-gabi. So for next Shabbos, it'll be fine. But the question is, what about now, for this Shabbos? Does it work or does it not work? So Rabbi Bar Bachana asked this question. So the Gemara says, Lamai, I don't hear the shaylo. Ilo nechsei ager, as it relates to nechsei ager, hainu di yirmir bira, it's for sure not going to work. And in the world of nechsei ager, dom rabbi yirmir bira, rabbi Yehuda, haiman, the shabbos, lifta, pilo di aro. Diger, if somebody took lefes, he took a turnip, and he threw it into the ground that belonged to a ger. And the reason was, is he wanted to be machzik benichsei hager. So he wanted to do something. So you plant something, that's like nal gadar uparatz, you're appreciating the land a little bit, so that's a way to make a chazaka. So somebody took this turnip, he threw it into the ground. And then another yid went, and he was on the amahapich becharoro, and he said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make my kinyan. So he went and he started digging something. So the halacha is, Yirmiya Bira said, Basra Kani, the second one is Kaina, Kamaloi Kani, the first one not. My time, what's the reason? Because Be'idno Deshada Loi Kashavach. Because the first person didn't really do anything. What did he do? He took something and he stuck it into the ground. When you stick something into the ground, it takes a few days until it takes root. At that point, nothing really happened. Aki Kashavcha, when eventually it appreciates in value, Memeloka Mashavcha. That already happens on its own. That's considered insignificant. So what's the Tzushtal? The Tzushtal is if somebody would be Oysa Mechitza Gabi Mechitza Venichse Agar. Being that we said that when you put the mechitza gabi mechitza, it itself is nothing. If later it's tavu sha'areh, if later the sha'arim, the mechitza ends up sinking into the ground, so you'll tell me, oh, v'mafreya, I have a mechitza. No, that happened in Mela. I mean, that happened in Mela, it's not considered a mechitza. Just like when the turnip takes root in the ground, it happened in Mela, but shasmaisa was nothing. Later, oh, that already happened in Mela. So too over here. This is also something that's considered to have happened in Mela. So Rabbi Barbachan asked the shayla, what's the halacha? Meaning, we know in mechitza gabi mechitza. Is this going to be good or is this not going to be good? So Gemara says regarding nichsei ager haynu diyir mebira. This is something that's already discussed. The mesachtes bava basrim perichas kesabatim. So we don't have to be talking about this over here in perik oisim pasin. So Gemara says elo yishabes. Now this was a irvin shayla. This was a Shabbos digger shayla, right? But the Gemara says even with regards to Shabbos, I don't know what the shayla is because at the end of the day, it's a mechitza. It's a mechitza. You don't have Yirmiya Biras Svara regarding Nichse Ager as it relates to Shabbos. So it's true when you built the mechitza, it was a mechitza al gabi mechitza, but now it's not a mechitza al gabi mechitza anymore. What would be the tzad? The tzad would be that, you know, maybe the mechitza happened on Shabbos. Okay, I have a mechitza nasa b'Shabbos. V'tanya, call mechitza nasa b'Shabbos. B'mishayu em emezit. Shema mechitza, it's always a good mechitza. So it's pasha, the Gemara says it's going to be all good. But the Gemara says, how could you say that? How could you say that because the mechitza was nasa b'Shabbos, it's for sure going to be okay? La v'itmer alo, didn't we learn Amar of Nachman? We've seen this already before. Lo yishanu al lizroik, aval atal talasar. That this that a mechitza nasa b'Shabbos is considered mechitza, that's only lizroik. Code word for lechumra, avolitaltel. Code word for lekula. Right, we've spoken about this already. Aser, meaning only lizrike gets considered a mechitza, but not letaltel. So why are you telling me it's so pasha that it's good? So the Gemara says what it said earlier. Ki idmed Rav Nachman amezidim. Rav Nachman was talking specifically about a mechitza nasa b'Shabbos where he did it b'mezid. But if he did it b'shoygig b'oynis, over there it's going to be good. Zok de Gemara. He itza the of the mechitza agabi mechitza benichse ager. There was a woman that wanted to be machzik benichse ager. And she built a mechitza, al gabi mechitza, also who gabi rafik ba purta. And then there was a man that came, and he did a proper chazaka. Also, they came to Rav Nachman, ukma biyade. And Rav Nachman paskin liked the man. So it was a woman and a man. The woman was the first one to be machzik, but she did a mechitza al gabi mechitza. And then a man came. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman paskin, and Rav Nachman said that the man's going to get it. So the Gemara says, osa si v'katsofcha kameh. The woman came, and she started screaming to Rav Nachman. Oh my Lord, he told him, my Avidlach, what should I do? To like mechaskis, kid mechaski inchi. You didn't make a proper chazaka. And at the end of the day, you have to make a proper chazaka. Zok the Gemara, right? Every Gemara, by the way, here is Yusoid ha Yusoidis. But we do what we do. Karfif base Sholish. There was a Karfif
that was Yosef Mibeis Asai. Okay, how much more? So here the number matters. It was three saw. So it was not two saw or two base saw. It was three base saw. It was a karfiv base shalosh. Vekira by base saw. But what was unique about this case is always a punchline. So what's the wrinkle in this case? The wrinkle is that one base saw of the three base saw had a covering. It had a covering, so there were four poles, and there was a flat roof that was covering those four poles, which took up the area of one besa. So in theory, the part of the karfif that is uncovered is perfect. It's not yoisemi besasayim, it's besasayim, right? Ad va'ad bechlal is okay. So if it's besasayim, it's going to be fine. It's only one besa, that's an issue. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Is it good or is it not good? What are the two tzadim? So the Gemara is going to get into some real lumdish tzadim. But before the lumdish, I mean, just intuitively, you can hear two tzadim. I mean, do you look at it as one big karfif? Or maybe not. Maybe you look at it as a karfif made up of two besa and another karfif made up of one besa. If it's one big karfif, it's yoisemi besa signs. Like, okay, for deer, it's a bra. If you look at it as two besa, then maybe it's going to be okay. So Rava said, avir kiruyoy miyatre. Rava said it's going to be a problem. The reason is because the avir, the ear space of the one besa that is covered, is going to be added to the two besa, which is not covered, and you can end up with the yosemi besa sign. Reb Zera said, "Ein aver kiruyay miyatre." No, it has no effect. Up to Gemara. What's the machloikis? Leimo Rava v'Reb Zera beplukta de Rav Shmuel. Come if it would seem that the machloikis Rava and Reb Zera is really totally in a machloikis Rav and Shmuel de Itmar, and this is a very, very important erev in machloikis. Achsadra bebika. Somebody had an achsadra inside a bika. A bika is a caramelist. And inside the bika, there was an achsadra. What's an achsadra? It's that area that we just described. The one besa of the karfif beis shalosh that had the covering is essentially what an achsadra is. The bottom Rashi in the Yomim explains it exactly. But basically, it's four poles with a flat roof. So that area where the achsadra is, what's the halacha? Rav Amar Rav says, mutu l'talta b'gula. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, ein metalta nela b'dal rams. Meaning, Rav looks at it as a separate rishos. Even though the achsadra is inside a bika, and the bika itself has a din of a caramelist, but the achsadra itself doesn't have a din of a caramelist. Shmuel said, no, ein metalta nela b'dal rams. The achsadra has the din of the bika. And if the bika itself is a caramelist, the achsadra is also going to be a caramelist. What's the tzadim? Rav Amar Rav says, mutu l'talta b'gula. Amrinon pi tikra. Yoyrid v'soy say. So what is P. Tikr Yair V'saisim? This is not another one of the imaginary mechitzais that you find in Shas. Good Achis, Good Asik, you have Lavud, you have Pasei Birois, and you have P. Tikr Yair V'saisim. P. Tikr Yair V'saisim says that if you have four poles and you have a flat roof, as long as it's a little thickness to the edge of the roof, the halacha is that we look at if that is a mechitza, it uses good achis. P tikra, the P of the tikra, the edge, the thickness of the roof on its side, on the mechitza side of it, is yoyred, it goes down, v'soysem, and it's considered a stima, and the halacha is we look at it as if you have four mechitzas. So either way, Rav holds, amrina P tikra yoyred v'soysem. So the halacha is that even though this achsadra is inside a bika, and the bika is a caramelist, but everything underneath the achsadra is not considered a caramelist. Why? Because P tikra yoyred v'soysem. What do you mean? There's no mechitzas over here. What are you talking about? There's a pitikra, and the pitikra is yoyer v'soysim. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says, "Lo yamin a pitikra yoyer v'soysim." So, Zokti Gemara, what does it have to do with the machloikis we just mentioned? What does it have to do with the machloikis between Rava and Rav Zera? The real Gersa, by the way, is Rava and Rav Zera, right? It's always Rava and Rav Zera. It's Abai and Rava. It's Rava and Rav Zera. But so it's really Rava and Rav Zera. So what's the machloikis? So the Gemara says, "Gishmak, if you hold pitikra yoyer v'soysim, then in our case we had a karfiv that was beish sholish saw." And one saw was covered with an achsadra, we don't say that the aver of that area is going to affect the karfif. Why not? Because pitikra yoyer v'soysim. If you don't say pitikra yoyer v'soysim, so then it's going to be an issue. So again, Rava that said aver kiruyov
miyatroi, that the avir is going ahead and is going to shter. It sounds like he holds loy amina pita kriyar v'soysen. Rav Zeira said ein avir kriy of miyatroi. It sounds like he holds amina pita kriyar v'soysen. But the Gemara says no. Idavida ki achsadro hachinami. If you would have made it like an achsadro, and I agree. What do you mean I agree? Zok Rashi afilu Rabba moidik Rav the pita kriyar v'soysen. Even Rabba holds like Rav that pita kriyar v'soysen. Ach ma'iskin, what's going on over here? The of the kior zila. It's talking about where you didn't have a flat roof. But you had a slanty roof. Oh, you had a slanty roof. That's already a different shayla. What's the machloikis then between Rava and Rav Zeira? The machloikis is, do you say pitikri yorid v'saisen when you have a slanty roof? Or do you only say pitikri yorid v'saisen when you have a flat roof? As it relates to the whole concept of pitikri yorid v'saisen when you have a flat roof, the machloikis is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, yeah. Shmuel says, no. In Shitas Rav, who holds a marina on pitikri yorid v'saisen, we have another machloikis. A machloikis is Rav and Rav Zeira. Do you say it even when it's a slanty roof? That's Rav Zeira's shita, or maybe only when it's a flat roof. That's Rabbi's shita. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said. Now it gets a little exciting. Umaydina, I agree. Be karfif shenifritz b'mloye l'chotzer. If you would have a karfif that's opened up to a chotzer, so the halachi is, then already it's going to be a problem. Meaning we've been discussing, just to help cup, a karfif that's exactly to besa. It's fine. It's not yoisemi beis asayim. It's beis asayim. The problem is it opened up into the ear space of an area that maybe can create a little bit of an issue. What was that area? It was really part of the karfif. However, it was covered. There were four poles and there was a roof on top. The roof happened to have been a slanty roof. And as a result, there's a shayla. If you say pitikri yoyer v'soysim, or you don't say pitikri yoyer v'soysim. If you say pitikri yoyer v'soysim, then it doesn't do anything for me. It's all boarded off with mechitzas. If you don't say pitikri yoyer v'soysim, then there could be a problem, because then the aver could influence the karfif, and it makes it from being beis asayim to really yoysemi beis asayim. So Rav Zeira had a koich de atera. Rav Zeira said that you say pitikri yoyer v'soysim even in the case where it's ki urzila, which means it's a slanty roof. Even in that case, the halacha is that it's going to be okay. But Zok Rav Zeira, I do agree, there is one situation where it's going to be aser. What would be if this karfif opened up into a chatzah? Oh, if it opened up into a chatzah, then it's a problem. My timer, what's the reason? Over here, the avid chatzah is already going to cause a problem. So if it opened up into a chatzah, so at this point, it's going to be an issue. Zok de Gemara. What would be the issue by virtue of the fact that it opens up into a chatzah? Maskev, lo Rabbi Yosef. So Yosef asked the kasha. I don't understand. V'chi aver hamutu lo Yosrei. The reason in the previous Gemara, in the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, we had a little bit of an issue, is because the karfif opened up into a karfif. The whole three beisa was a karfif. They were just a little bit different. One chelik of it, meaning two beisa, was uncovered. One chelik of it, meaning one beisa, was covered. Once it's covered, pitikri yoyer v'soysim, so it could be it's not really there, or at the very least, we look at it as two independent karfifs. Based on the lumdus, the imaginary halachic wall of pitikri yoyer v'soysim. But the point is they're both karfifs. Being that they're both karfifs, so you're adding avir of a karfif to a karfif, so you're taking it from being beis asayim now to yoisemi beis asayim. But Rav Zeira said that if the karfif opened up into a chatzar, it's an issue. What could be the problem if it opens up into a chatzar? A chatzar, by definition, is hukaf ledira. So if it's hukaf ledira, so it's aver mutter. So the Gemara says, maskev l'Rav Yosef, v'chi aver hamutter lo yoisrei. I understand the shayla where Rabbi and Rav Zeira argue. But what does it do with this? This is aver mutter. How could aver mutter be a problem? Now the truth is, there could be one other reason why this would be an issue. What would be the reason? The reason would be because we know there's machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether you're allowed to carry from a chatzah to a karfif, and from a karfif to a gag, and from a gav to a karfif, and from a gav to a chatzah. Kalim sheshavsu b'chatzah. Rav Shimon has a sheet, you're allowed to move it from point A to point B to point. Chachamim say, no, you can't do that. Chachamim say, yeah, you want to move it from within the chatzah, that's true. Maybe even from a chatzah to a chatzah, that's from Meir Shita and Perikol Gagas. But to move from a chatzah to a karfif wouldn't be okay, unless you're making a ruvi chatzeris. So there would be another scenario where this could be a problem. Meaning, maybe Rav Zeira held that umaydina bekarfif shenifritz b'mloy l'chatzah she'asar, not because of the aver. The aver is not a problem, because the aver of the chatzah is kosher aver.
The problem is the Arif of the Karfif. That's Pasul Aver. That's the problem. Maybe it has nothing to do with that. Maybe this is a good old-fashioned Chatzer Shenifres B'mloy, the Magam Azer. If there's no Eruvah Chatzeros between the Chatzer and the Karfif, maybe that's the problem. So Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, right? Whenever there's Rabbi Yosef, there's Abaya. So Abaya gleaned from Rabbi Yosef's question. Come on, Rabbi Shimon. You obviously hold like Rabbi Shimon, right? Obviously. Because otherwise, what's your problem with Rabbi Zeira? Maybe Rabbi Zeira is not coming mitzad Aver Hamutar Lo Yosef. Maybe he means the Chachamim Shita. There was no Eruv Chatzeros, and that's why there's a problem. Because it's Nifritz B'mloy Lo Makamas. So obviously, you hold like Rabbi Shimon. Which, by the way, is wonderful, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Right? Just like in Hilchas Shabbos, we pass like Rabbi Shimon by Mukta and Davashen Mischavin and Malach. We pass like Rabbi Shimon regarding his big sheet of Karfif. It's the same thing. Rabbi Shimon is Shabbos. That's Me'in Olam Haba, right? This is all the Shitasa. This is all the same Rabbi Shimon. But he told them, I understand, you're coming from Rabbi Shimon, right? But Rabbi Shimon Nami Ha'ika Aver Makam Mechitzos. But even if you want to go like Rabbi Shimon, but at the same time, I still understand what Rabbi Zeira was saying. You know where Rabbi Zeira was coming from? Because this Chatzar apparently at one point opened up. At one point, there was a wall separating the Karfif from the Chatzar. It was Nifratz. It's not there. And not only was it Nifratz, it was Nifratz B'mloye. But you probably have a little bit of space that is across, equal to, the thickness of where the Mechitza was. Meaning, previously, there was a Mechitza. And when you measured the Karfif from one side to the other side, it was exactly based on sign. If you now add a little bit of room, it just has to be a tiny bit, where the mechitzas once were and no longer are, that area adds on. Oh, that it's not an area that was ever hukuf l'dira. That's the bad kind of aver. That's the kind of aver that's miyata, that's going to add on. That's where it's going to be an issue. So Rav Zeira said, as it relates to the two base on the one base, pitik yoyer v'soysim, there's no aver to be moisif to make the base sign yoysim the base sign. But this is already different, because over here, you have the aver of the makim mechitzas, Tam Rav Chisda, and Abaye said, how do I know that the aver of the makim mechitzas plays a role? I learned it from Rav Chisda. I have precedence from an earlier Amora. Rav Chisda said the following, this is Gishma, karfif, shenifetz b'mloy, l'chatzar, if you have a karfif that's opened up to a chatzar muteres, the halach is the chatzar's muter, the karfif aser. The karfif is going to be aser. So Abaye made a very nice cheshman. Chatzar my time, why is the chatzar muter? So you're going to tell me, probably, it's like Gifufi. Meaning, Karfif opens up into a Chatzar. The Karfif is a problem. You can't carry in the Karfif. You can carry in the Chatzar. So he says, you're going to tell me, maybe, Pshad and Rav Chisda is, because he held like the Chachamim. Because you're not allowed to carry from a Karfif to a Chatzar, unless you have a Ruvi Chatzeris. So it comes out that the Karfif is Nifritz Memloi Lamakam Aser. Okay, so if that's the case, the Chatzar is also Nifritz Memloi Lamakam Aser. So the Teretz probably is, because it was Hachab and Mayaskina, where there was Gifufi. You had those the side walls, and as a result, there wasn't difference between the Malkum Aser. But Abaya said that if that's the case, why did Rav Chisda say that halacha the way he said it? Who said that the Chatzar had the Gifufim? Maybe the Karfif had the Gifufim. It's not possible. You can't have a Metzias where a Karfif opens up into a Chatzar where it's difference between Loyoy. And one side has Gifufim, and it's the Karfif side that has the Gifufim. It's not the Chatzar side that has the Gifufim. That could be the case. Right, what was the classic case of we had a chatzah that was nifritz from loy l'makom aser from one side, but from the other side it wasn't a problem because there was gifufim. When the chatzah katana opened up into the chatzah gedayla, the Mishnah later that we saw a lot about in the beginning of the Masechta. So you have a chatzah katana opens up into a chatzah gedayla. If you're standing on the chatzah katana side, it's nifritz from loy l'makom aser. If you're standing on the chatzah gedayla side, it's not nifritz from loy l'makom aser. So you have nafkaminas that I can carry in the chatzah gedayla, it's not nifritz from loy. I can't carry in the chatzah katana. Over there, the metzius of the case is that one is a chatzah gedayla, it has the side walls. The other one's a chatzah katana, it doesn't have the side walls. It's a chatzah katana, that's the metzius of it. That's just the way it is. The chatzah gedayla has it. So there you could say, oh, chatzah katana, chatzah gedayla. Right, that makes sense. Because the metzius of the chatzah katana, the chatzah gedayla is different. But over here, you're handling a chatzah and a karfif. Who told you that the chatzah has the side walls versus the karfif? Sabai said that's obviously not what Rav Chisda meant. He didn't mean gifufim. So hajj kushal l'duchti. You could carry in the chatzah, but you can't carry in the karfif. What's going on over here? Elam Yishum. The reason must be very simple. Darmina ze aver mechitzas miyatrei. Vezeh ein aver mechitzas miyatrei. It must be talking about where the karfif was exactly based Two Beisa. It was Sasayim. That was what the Metzias was. So now that it opens up into the Chatzar, you have the area of the Mechitzais, it messes it up. From the Chatzar's perspective, it's Hukav Ladira. The size of it is irrelevant. So as a result, over there, it's not going to be an issue. But either way, Abaya just told Rav Yosef that have precedence for this Nekuda of the Makam Mechitzis, and that's where Rav Zeira meant. Where Rav Zeira said that even though I argued with Rabbi regarding where it was Sholish Sa, two were not Makura. One was Makura. Over there, you can carry in the Chelek, that's in the Makura, because we don't say that the Avrish there is. Why not? Because Pitikur Yair Vesoysim. Amir Abzeru, Maidina Bekarfev, Shenifrez, Bemloy, Lachatzah, Shasr. Why is it Asr? What's the problem? Not because of the Avr of the Chatzar. That's Kosher Avr. That's Mahadrim and Mahadrim the Gavr. It's not because of the fact that it's Nifritz from Loy Lamakam Asr. Because maybe also Reb Shimon. The Halach is like Reb Shimon. They're allowed to carry from a Chatzar to a Karfir. So that's maybe not the problem either. You know what the issue is? It's the Makam of the Mechitzos. That area is not Hukab Adira. That is extra Avr. And that's what messes it up. Another Erevin case. Ahu Bustana. Tavisamach Laguda. There was a Bustana, like a garden, a Karfif. From a halachic standpoint, that was next to the wall of a nice fancy house. And the outer wall of the house of the Apadna fell down. Okay. So Rabibi Lameimas, Rabibi said, so Bibi didn't think it was a problem. He said the outer wall fell down. There's other walls in this house. Those other walls were still acting, just based on where they were, as mechitzos for the bustana. So at the end of the day, it shouldn't be a problem. So he said, I don't think we have an issue over here. At the end of the day, we have the requisite mechitzes. So I don't think that this is going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rapapi. So Rapapi told him, Yishum da'asu mimuloi amriti milu ma'al. Rabibi, in this Gemara, is Rabibi bar Abaya. Abaya, we know, came from Beis Eli. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, which means that Rabibi bar Abaya also came from Beis Eli. We know that Beis Eli had a klola that the descendants of Beis Eli weren't going to live long because of the averus of the Bnei Eli. Although Chazal say Kalaim Bnei Eli Chatu Eni Alataya, but it was because of those averus that all of this happened. But the point is, so a puppy told him Mishum Da Asamu Mulai, because you come from a family that's cut off, Rachman al-Litzlan, I'm ritu milim u'yasa. So you say Allah is that are cut off as well. Meaning, what you're saying is not good. What he told him was, Hanich mechitzes legavoy avidon, lebroi le'avidon. And there's another big yisai that we're just going to gloss over as if it never happened. And that is, these mechitzes are there, but these were the inside mechitzes. Those mechitzes were meant for what's on the other side of it, not for the bustana side. So maybe the outer mechitza of that padna, that's like a double mechitza. That you're killing two birds with one stone. It works for the inside, it works for the outside. But this mechitza was never meant for what's on the other side of it. If it was never meant for what's on the other side of it, from a Hilchas Shabbos perspective, it doesn't have significance. You're not allowed to use those mechitzas. Another Gemara. He abar vranko. Da'havale l'resh galusa b'bustane. So the resh galusa had inside their garden an abavanka. So what does this mean? Rashi says, Ilon shetzilay meruba. This was a tree that gave a lot of shade. V'noitenoyse asorim. The chashva people used to plant it. V'oysen it's tabois tachtov svivoysov. And they would make like tables and chairs underneath it. L'hisloinen tachtov b'mois hacham l'sameach shom. It would be simcha there. It was like a shmaka place. They used to spend time there. So there was an abavanka that the Reish Galusa had inside their bustana. Now the bustana was yoysen mi'beis asayim. It was loyhukaf l'dira. Which means that from an Erevin perspective, it was a place that had a din of a Carmelist. Because it was a Karf, if Yosef and Yosef Saim, Shalai Hukav Adir. But inside this Abavanka. So the Gemara says, Amalei the Rav Huna Bar Chinuna. So the Reish Galusa told Rav Huna Bar Chinuna, do me a favor, Le'avid Mar Takanta, do something. You know, tomorrow Shabbos, it's supposed to be nice weather. I'm going to eat my meal outside, and I want to be able to carry there. I know this Karf is a problem. It's an issue, it's Yoisimi Beis Asayim, it's like Hukav Adira, it's a Carmelist. I want to spend time in my Abavranka. So can you please, make this work? So the Gemara says, Azal, Rav Huna Bar Chinuna went, Avad Kona Pachas Mishloish. Rashi has two pshatim, by the way, exactly how this works. First, Rashi explains it, and then at the very end of the sugya, Rashi says, Ubechuvas HaGa'oinim Mitzasiyah, and then Rashi says, V'yosha Be'inai Ma'oid V'chein Iker. It's a very long Rashi. So we'll go with the pshat that Rashi comes out with at the end of the sugya. Basically, what he did was he took poles, and he erected them from the palace of the Reish Galusa, and it went all the way and surrounded this Abavanka, this area where he was going to spend time. All these poles were pachas
Mishloisha, they're within three fachmas. In other words, he made a mechitza. Very simple. He made proper mechitzas. Hukav l'dira. It's like this wasn't a problem. You're right. The whole outer area was like hukav l'dira. But he went ahead and he made proper mechitza. The Gemara says, Azar Rava went, shalfinu. Rava literally went and he took down the mechitzas. Azar Rapapa, Ravun ben Rav Yeshua, they were talmidim of Rava, noktinu mibasra, and they picked up the poles. So Rava starts going, he starts knocking down the poles, and they went and they picked up the poles. The Gemara says, Lamachar, the next day, after this all happens, on Shabbos, the Rish Kalusa didn't have the poles, but this was all based on Rava's Kula. Rava's Psak, and Rapapa, and Ravun ben Rav Yeshua, his grace of talmidim, everybody seemed to be okay with the fact that this was a Chumri Yasei, Ravun bar Chinin did, the Rish Kalusa were wrong, they didn't really need these poles. There was no car for Fisher over here. The Gemara says that after this all happened, Esfir Rabina L'Rava. Ravina comes to Rava, and Ravina asks Rava Shaila. Meaning this created a tumult, right? The next day, Rosh Chodesh comes, the poles aren't there. What happened? Rava took it down, right? Rava's the one who knocked it down. So, like, what's going on here? So Ravina told Rava, I said, I don't understand how you could have done. Meaning you're assuming that there's no issues over here, that you're allowed to carry here. L'chura, I have a problem. Why? The Gemara says, Ir Chadasha, Moided in Lam Yeshivasa. If you have an Ir Chadasha, if you have a new city, so the halacha is with regards to Erevin. So we're discussing the halachas of Erevin. So we know that a person's not allowed to go more than Alpayim Amma on Shabbos. But it's a little bit of a misnomer. It's not more than Alpayim Amma. It's more than Alpayim Amma outside the city. Right? That's what a person's not allowed to do. So the question is, where does the city end? So the Gemara brings a braisa. Ir Chadash. If you have a new city, it's Mukef Eschayma, it's a new city. And what happens, the houses didn't go all the way up to the wall. The wall extended beyond the city. So the halach is Moedin La Miyashivasot. When you cheshbin, the Alpayim Amma, you don't count from the wall. You count from the last house inside the city. Yishan, if you have an old city, Michaimasa, then you count from the Chaimah. So one says, Ezeir Chadasha, what's the definition of a Chadasha? Ezeir Yishan, a Chadasha, a new one is Shehuk for the Basayv Yashva. It's talking about where first you had the walls, and then afterwards you put the houses. Yeshana, what's an example of an old city? Yashva, first it was settled, Ula Basayv Hukfa, and then afterwards it was Hukfa. What's the point? The point is that if the houses were there first, then when you put up the walls were there to facilitate the city. So then the halach is, we look at the walls as being part of the city, and when you measure the Alpayim Amma, you're going to measure it from the wall. You're not going to measure it from the city. If the walls were there first and then the city came, so then the walls and the city never really married. We never look at them as one. And as a result, the city ends where the last house ends. You count the Alpayim Amma, you have to count it from the last house. You can't count it from the wall. What do you see from here? That the yachas between a dira and its surrounding walls depends on what came first. If the house came first, then the wall stells suit to the house. If the wall came first, and then the house came, then the wall doesn't shtaltzu to the house, right? That's the way it works. What was the shiloh over here? What was the shiloh, whether this abavranka, however you pronounce it, what was the shiloh here, if this area was considered a kamel, or not considered a kamel? The shiloh over here was, do you look at that area as a dira, and as a result, it makes it no longer a karfif shalyuk of the dira? Or maybe not. Rava held that this is mutter. Why? Because he felt that at the end of the day, this is a dira now. It's not a karf, it's not a garden. It's a dira. We're going to eat lunch here tomorrow. We're going to have a picnic here. What's the problem? L'chayr, this should be okay. But you know what Ravina's kasha to Rava was? V'aynami kohuk v'lo b'sayv yashvadami. The metzias is, first the walls came, and then only afterwards this whole picnic area came. So being that the walls came first, so the metzias is, it's l'chura hukfa u'l'b'sayf yashva. And if it's hukfa u'l'b'sayf yashva, just like in Tchumen, you find this idea that we don't look at the walls as shtelling zechtzu to the dira. So here too, I don't think it should shtel zechtzu to the dira either. As a result, the walls are not considered hukaf l'dira. It could be a dira, but you need the walls to be hukaf l'dira. If it's not hukaf l'dira, it's not going to be okay. So, Rob, you're just knocking down the walls as if that you don't need to make mechitzas around. You need to make mechitzas around this area because otherwise you're in a karmel. What do you mean? You're going to tell me it's not a karmel? It's only a karmel if it's yosef based a sign, which it was. But lo hukaf l'dira. No, it's hukaf l'dira because there's dira inside. Yeah, the problem is first the hukaf came, then the dira came. In order for it to be hukaf l'dira, you need first the dira, then the hukaf. Amalei rapapa l'rava, and then rapapa, who originally was on Rava's side, right? He was picking up these poles that Rava was taking down. So Papa turned to his Rebbe and he says, you know what?
Ravina's asking a good kasha. Once we go down this road, I'm going to ask you a kasha too. Rav Asi said, mechitzos ad darkolin. The mechitzos of the builders. So these were people that used to spend a lot of time outside, and they used to put up mechitzos like this. They could have a little bit of tznius. So, they should be able to eat. So loishma mechitzos is not considered mechitzos. Why? I'm keeping the tznius avid. You have a mechitzos. Any mechitzos that you put up, let's see, is not considered mechitzos. So Papa told Rav, these mechitzos, keeping the tznius avida, lay have a mechitza. I think these mechitzas are anyways not nageya, because I think regardless, the whole thing was there litzniusa. So I think it's a problem. I don't think you can ever rely on these mechitzas. I'm not going to bring Rabbi Shula Rava. Rabbi Rabbi Shula says, you know something, Ravina asked a good kasha, and Rav Papa asked a good kasha. I think I have another good kasha. I'm Rafuna. Rafuna said, mechitza asur lenachas. If you have a mechitza, and the purpose of the mechitza is to protect the kalim, loishma mechitza, it's not considered a mechitza. How do you know that? The rabbi baravu marav lo lekula mechuzah. Because rabbi Rafuna, he made a eruv in the entire mechuzah. But not in the entire mechuzah. Arsiyasa. He did a bunch of small eruvin, but he had no way of being ma'ariv the whole mechuzah. And the reason is because there were a lot of mevoyis hamefulashim there, and there were issues. He couldn't be ma'ariv the whole thing. Now the truth is, he really could have been ma'ariv the whole thing, because there really were mechitzos that were surrounding mechuzah. But the reason he didn't rely on those mechitzos was mishum peri de beitori. Because he felt that the reason those mechitzos were there were to protect all the meichel behemah that people used to store inside their ditches. So what do you see from there? Vam peri de beitori ki mechitzah asur lenachas damyo. So you see that it's not good. So the bottom line is they told Rava, everyone started firing away at Rava, that you went ahead and you knocked down the tikkun of Rav Huna bar Chinina. I think you were wrong for knocking it down. You were relying on the outer mechitzas. I don't think the outer mechitzas are good, because I think the outer mechitzas have a lot of issues with them. Right? There's this problem, and there's that problem, and there's this problem. There's three problems with it. And everyone had a problem. Ravina, and Rav Papa, Ravuna, and Ravuna, and Rav Yeshua. So he said, I don't think it's going to work. So in the meantime, the Rish Kalus is sitting, he's trying to figure out, right, Tachlis, where are we eating? We were eating the Shabbos Suda. Are we eating it inside? Or are we eating it outside? He realized that this was a big Shaila and it wasn't going to be able to eat the Suda. So Kari Alai Reish Kalusa. So Reish Kalusa went to Rav Papa and Rav Hundrev Yeshua. He told the Chevra, Chachamim Heimelara. The Chachamim, the Lara, Ulehate, he quoted a pasuk in Yirmiyo, Ulehate of Lo Yodo. He says, they caused me problems. He says, I understand. I had this all figured out. And Lamaisa, all I got from this was Tsaris, because at the end of the day, I can't use it.